call me.
I suspected that you might. Our next public hearing is conditional use 1706, Jack Strader.
Gentlemen, we have some more public hearings, so if you could have your conversations outside the room, please. Thanks.
Good job, counsel.
The Jack Strader application is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an automotive upholstery business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.176 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 36, 900 feet east of Road 224. For the benefit of the commission, I'm going to pass down a copy. I think I have enough of the survey and site plan for this application. The portion to the right of the sheet is the survey, and to the left is a blow-up of the improvements on the site for the proposed use of the site. On this application, I did receive a couple of agency comments. First one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report, making reference to two roads, Road 1 being Shawnee Road, Road 2 being Blacksmith Shop Road. On Shawnee Road, there's an annual average daily traffic of 3,857 vehicles per day. On Blacksmith Road, there's 317 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended. On Shawnee Road, the level of service is C. On Blacksmith Shop Road, the level of service A. Both levels of service will remain the same with or without this project. Level of service will remain the same. From the County Engineering Department, Planning and Permit Division, we are advised that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. An individual septic system is proposed. Conformity to the North Coastal study areas will be required. The proposed automotive upholstery business is not in an area where Sussex County has immediate plans to provide sewer service. And a concept plan is not required. That was signed by John Ashman. The third comment being from the Sussex Conservation District. In the form of a memorandum from Debbie Absher, District Coordinator, dated September 19th, we are advised that this site contains soils of Falsington sandy loam, Malacca mucky sandy loam, the names get better all the time, and Woodstown sandy loam. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and maintain vegetation upon completion of construction. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. It may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. The applicant would be required to follow state sediment and stormwater requirements for any construction for on-site drainage improvements. Attached is a copy of an aerial infrared, copy of the soil map, copy of the soil report, and a copy of the reference to prime and other important farmlands. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Gentlemen, I'm Jack Strader from 172 Abbott's Pond Road, Greenwood, Delaware. And my application is for a small home-based business to be put. I plan on building my house in front of it. And I've been doing business in the Milford area for about 23 years now, and the last 5 to 6 years we've gone pretty much into restoration of old cars, interior restoration. I do no painting or anything like that, and it's a very low profile business. Everything stays pretty much inside, and I have one employee that works for me, and that's pretty much it. It's the building's a pole structure, and it's a very nice looking building.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you.
Okay.
And we'll start with Mr. Burton.
Yes, I'm familiar with
Jack Strader's work.
Is it the blue building or the one that you, that currently
one that sits back
further back, back one yeah. that has your sign on it now? So is that your house that's to the left?
No, my house will go in front of it.
Well, your house would be the building being constructed then.
No, there's not. Well, it will be eventually.
Okay. Okay. Is there a commercial operation in that building next to your property?
Not that I know of.
Blue one. It just kind of looks.
No.
I got confused when I was looking at the site.
So oh.
I didn't know
no,
if it was that one or that one. Okay. So there will be no cars parked outside? It'll just...
I have some stuff that I do that comes in and out in the course of a day. So there will be my vehicle and my employee's vehicle. But the bulk of what we do will be kept inside the vehicle building.
Will there be a new sign, or will there be any signage on the property at all?
Well, I have a 4x8 sign I can put up on the side, but if that's a problem, I don't have to put it up. Most of what we do comes from out of state, and they fine me.
And is there any, are you looking to expand at all? You want?
No, I'm not.
Keep it the way it is?
It's a very small business, and I like it that way.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Typically, when we have a, for your benefit, Mr. Strader, when we do a conditional use, one of the things that the commission can do is place a number of stipulations or restrictions. One of those might be your hours of operation. Mm-hmm. What hours would you like to operate?
I work 8 to 5 Monday through Thursday and 8 to 4 on Friday, and I do some estimates on Saturday morning.
Okay, so basically 8 to 5 Monday through Friday with some Saturday hours.
Yes.
And when Mr. Burton was referring to a sign, typically people like to have a sign out at the front of their property.
Right.
You're saying that you don't care, or
well,
would you like to have a sign?
I would like to have a
okay.
sign. I actually have one that I could put up there, but you know, it wouldn't be the end of the world if I didn't get it up there, because the type of work that we do, people, like I said, they find you.
And I may have missed this comment, but has this location been cited as not being in compliance, or what brings you here? Voluntarily, or did you get a notice for the county?
No.
Okay.
I mean, we've been in this process for 16 months now,
okay.
And
I just
like
ask that
conditional
sometimes
use
folks wind up being in front of us because they were cited.
Oh no.
Okay. And I understand. And am I correct in that you're intending to build your personal residence
in the front?
In the front.
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Our answer, Mr. Gordy.
No questions.
Mr. Smith.
Do you have the need for deliveries by FedEx, UPS type trucks?
Yes, I do. And that probably averages maybe 3 a week.
Maybe 3 a week. And there'll be...
No tractor trailers.
And there'll be adequate area in your parking area for them to come in and turn around,
yes,
so
sir.
They wouldn't have to.
There's a 50
back
by
out.
60 parking lot out there.
And is your business is... strictly automotive? No. Do you ever do anything that services any of the agricultural machineries or marine products?
It's mostly old cars.
Mostly old cars.
Yeah. I pretty much specialized.
Okay. Like classics?
Classics, antiques, and street rods.
Just curious, is there any particular make or model of that has more problems than another with its upholstery?
Well, I'll tell you, the bulk of what we do is Chevrolet and Ford, so.
Oh. Thank you.
Anything else, Mr.
No,
Smith? Okay,
no.
Thank you. Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions.
Okay, then. Well, sir, we thank you. If you'll stand down for a second, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1706 Jack Strader? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1706? Does anyone on the commission have any questions?
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.